If your surgery is cancelled, sometimes maybe patients come in through accident and emergency and they have to stay in hospital, and if there are no beds available, then they're sometimes put on the acute surgical wards. And then you go in to have your scheduled operation and there's nowhere for you to stay because all the beds are taken up. If that happens, then they must reschedule it within 28 days. That's the target. I must say I'm not sure how well we're sticking to the targets, but that's what's been set by the government. Just a little bit about this. I talked before about how the doctors were seen as these incredibly important and just all-knowing people, and that they were never questioned. There's far more participation in healthcare now by patients, and there have actually been some initiatives to include patients in decision-making at quite a high level. So each healthcare trust will have a patient member on the board, so they're involved in decision making. They don't have to be a patient, but they're just a member of the public who's not involved in healthcare. There's this PALS, Patient Advocacy and Liaison Service. If you do go into hospital or see a doctor and think that you haven't been treated well, but you don't know who to talk to, you can contact this group and you can know that they'll be listening and they'll be on your side because they're patient and not healthcare based. There's also local groups. There's a lot of specialist patient groups as well for specific illnesses that they're all charitable but will give lots of really good up-to-date information. And also the local council have input as well. So it's not just about the doctors. And then finally, probably the bit you're most interested in, is what's available to you if you're not a UK resident. Everybody is entitled to emergency care. For example, if you were in a car accident and you were badly hurt, you would go to the hospital, you would be treated, and you wouldn't have to pay because it's an emergency. If you need follow-up care, you would have to pay for that if you're not entitled to NHS care. If you have a communicable disease, that is a disease that's very infectious and very dangerous, they have to treat you for free as well. You'll probably be put in isolation, but you will get free treatment for that because it's in the public interest to make sure that any sort of diseases like that are treated. If you need compulsory psychiatric treatment, if you're very sick in the head and you're a danger to society and therefore need to be put in a hospital, then again, that is free because it's in the public interest too. So those treatments are available to everybody. If you belong to a European Union member state, you have the same access as everybody in the UK. You have free healthcare, but you pay for prescriptions, that kind of thing. If you're a non-European Union student and you're in the UK for less than 6 months, you are not eligible for free care, and it's really important that you have medical insurance. But if you're from a non-EU country and you're a student and you're in the UK for more than 6 months, then you are eligible for national health treatment. Something that you need to do if you're staying in the UK for more than 6 months is go and register with a GP as soon as possible. You don't just go into a GP practice and get seen. You have to register and they have to create a medical record for you. If you're in the country for a year and you don't register with a GP and then you go at the last month before you leave, they won't take you on because they'll think you're not in the country for long enough. But if you go at the beginning of your stay, and you can prove you have maybe a letter from the university to say what period of time you're here for, you need to take documentation with you, then you will be eligible to be registered and then you can have free care the same as everybody else. And that is it. Are there any questions? Did that all make perfect sense? Hello. How on shush, can I ask everyone to be quiet so I can hear the question?